a lot of areas that I've been reading and studying, several thoughts come to mind. One sort of quick one. I did a little bit of canoeing, and we found out it's a lot easier canoeing down a creek. It's got a little bit of a flow to it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to paddle quite as hard, but the thing about it, you got to pay attention to what's happening because the waters can get real rough. Sometimes it's more sensible, wise, just to put the boat over on the shoreline and walk around a big whitewater situation.
Yes.
I find quickly in Exodus chapter 3, verse 8, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a good land and a large, into a land flowing with milk and honey, into a place of the Canaanites, Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites. Flowing with milk and honey. I find in the scriptures, God didn't promise us a bunch of wealth monetarily. We don't know what to do with it. No way. It's interesting. I've been watching these folks that's winning these lotteries. And so many of them, terrible things wind up happening to them. I'd a lot rather have being a land flowing with milk and honey.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's milk of compassion. And the sweetness of the church by far exceeds this whole world. I love to come to church. I love to come sit with my brothers and sisters, same faith and order, that want to hear the gospel preached and preached to us, that the Lord may be pleased to come and be in our midst, flowing with milk and honey, a good situation, not money, because I don't want to do it no way. I wind up wasting it on something. But let us pay attention to looking for the milk and honey of life.
Yes.
That sweet prayer. I appreciate that, Brother Jim. The Lord will grant us what we need when we need it.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua. Let's go over in chapter 6. Now I'm going to bounce between Joshua 2 and 6 a good bit. Lord, help me just a few minutes. I stand before you. Some interesting thoughts. The children of Israel had just come over from across River Jordan. And the manna had ceased. And now they're starting to start eating the corn of the land.
Right.
That's some of that sweet honey, sweet milk, flowing milk and honey of the land.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to work for it, Brother Vaughn. God gave it to them.
Right.
We don't have to work for the pleasures that we have here. No, God grants them to us when we need them. We need to learn. We need to learn and practice giving who praise belongs to and honor. Now, Jericho was straight up shut up before the children of Israel. None went out and none come in. Jericho, folks, did not care nothing about the Israelites.
Right.
Also, what I was telling you about, we're going to bounce back to chapter 3. No, chapter 2. Of Joshua also, where Rachab, the harlot, she hid those spies that came over there to Jericho. And what's interesting to me, this dear sister told those men this is 2:11, as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Excuse me, back up verse 10. We have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you. Who dried them up? God dried them up. Lord dried them up. When you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites, and were on the other side of Jordan, Shihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God, that's a big G, in heaven above and earth beneath. Jericho over here back in chapter 6, 1, Jericho was shut up, closed up. Those men were not afraid of God, but they were trusting in that great wall they had around their city. sold so much of the world. They don't care nothing for God. But they will not yield unto him.
Right.
And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given you thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city. All ye men of war, go round about the city once. Thus thou shalt do 6 days. I thought about that. How would that parallel back into the day? How about I study 6 days a week, Brother Vaughn? I'm reading the scripture, trying to get something out of it. And I'm studying the word myself. To others, I'm not a whole lot. But I'm studying, trying to get that information, trying to find. And then, the beauty part, 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpet. That ram's horn, you know, it's made of a goat's actual horn.
Yeah.
And the horn is used for defense. This horn was also has a distinct sound. It was not beat out metal like a trumpet. It has a distinct sound. And the priests are supposed to blow that. That's the word of God. Right. To the children of God, it's comforting.
Mm-hmm.
To the children of God, it gives us strength. To the children of God, we know something's coming. But to our enemy, it's just a noise, Brother Vaughn. They don't care nothing about it. It's a signal of war. Those folks in Jericho, they was a signal of war. They didn't care nothing about it. But yet, I keep thinking about, what about those people in Jericho? Why didn't they not just say, look, we see the Lord has already done this over here to these other kings. We already know that the Red Sea has dried up for them. And now they're coming across Jordan. But still, they stuck to their meanness and denying of God. You want to be amongst that bunch? I don't. I want to be with the group with Sister Rahab. I wonder if sometimes had those folks had laid down their arms and opened their walls, had God changed his intention toward those people. But no, they didn't. It wasn't given to them, Brother Vaughn.
Right.
Notice too, 6 days they're supposed to march around, and the 7th day, the trumpets were supposed to blow long and hard, the people shout, and the walls to fall down. Well, let's see. 7 days a week, we're supposed to rest 1 day a week. Now, how are you going to handle that one? Here's part of this story, part of that part of the story. They were doing God's work.
Right.
That's really not a work day for us. They didn't make any money. Notice they were told also, when you read this study and this, you'll find out, they were told not to take anything out of that city. Somebody did, but that's in chapter 7.
Yeah.
The things that we are to do God's work, it's not for our gold. It's for the God's honor, right. God's glory. The battle belongs to God. That's what these priests are blowing that horn for. The battle is going to be for God. You know, I can picture those men standing on that wall of Jericho looking down there and watching them march around. They're not even, I can in my mind think, these men are not even building bulwarks to fight against us. They're just marching around blowing a horn. I can see that kind of attitude. That's the way the devil and that bunch are. They don't see the beauty of what's fixing to happen to them. The children of God are trusting that God will deliver Jericho to them. He said he would deliver it to them. He's going to give that city to them. 6 days a week we need to be studying. Come that 7th day of the week when we all come together and the trumpet is blown long and hard, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to shout, Lord, thank you for what you have given me. Thou hast delivered me. Thou hast destroyed the Jerichos of my life. Thou hast caused their walls to fall down. When those men shouted and those walls fell, no longer did that people of Jericho depend on those walls to keep the children, to keep God out. Those walls fell. They really were given to the children of Israel. Because the government says men of war went on in there and they killed all men and women.
Mm-hmm.
But look at it in the church. Look at it for what God does for you. When he fights your battles, the preacher brings forth the word. By the way, they also told them to be quiet while they were marching around there.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what the Lord is saying. Small, you know, that horn is distinct. Maybe a different man blowing that horn, but the noise is still a distinct noise.
Right.
What is he giving glory to? To God.
Amen.
The battle belongs to God. He is going to take care of the Jericho, the cities that are defying you, the problems that are defying you out here in this old world. God will deliver, and you are to give God the glory and not to man. Not trying to take, well, I did it right here myself, and I'm going to put this in my pocket, put this credit to me. No, the credit belongs to God, because He is the one that destroys your enemy. He is the one that will deliver us and get us out of the situation. What about little Sister Rahab over there?
Right.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He's got a little, he told her, and she let those spies out over there in chapter 2. He climbed down that wall. Matter of fact, she was on the wall. All that other city, I thought about that too. The wall fell down. But you know that wall right there where she was living didn't fall down right there? You think about that. Because her house was still intact. Because she was take that cord that she let those men down, that red cord, and put it in the window. And when the wall fell down, and those two spies went and got her out. Does not the Lord deliver our soul out of situations that we get off into, living among people that not care nothing about God, but God is still able to deliver us out of the situation?
Yes.
God knows His people, and not a one shall be lost. He's able to deliver us through all things. That, dear sister, if you will pay attention to Rachel, that dear sister, I believe it's in Matthew chapter 1. And Salmon, S-A-L-M-O-N, begot Boaz of Rachel. That's the same lady over here that came out of Jericho. She still, her family was in the lineage of Jesus Christ. It's recorded right here and still living in Israel. I think that's very amazing, Brother Vaughn. Why did those spies just happen to just show up on her doorstep just out of just picked out one? I believe God's hand of deliverance guided those men, and He guides me and you. When we listen to God, listen to that trumpet, when it's blown about the gospel truth, and He does intervene in our lives and deliver us to certain situations, and when we see it, are we to take credit for it? No. It'd be like that fellow over in chapter 7 in Joshua, putting the treasure down in his house, in his tent. And that didn't turn out too good for him. But when we give God the glory that He deserves, the honor, that's who we try to honor while we come out here and preach the gospel truth about what God has done for His people.
Yes.
And we are to praise Him for what He has done for His people. And He has delivered the Jericho to us that we're able to destroy those enemies, those that are in our way, that hinder us from serving God better. God is able to destroy them. We need to pay attention. And when the gospel horn is blown, we need to shout, Lord, thank You. What for? For what Thou hast done for me, Thou hast sent Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to come and bleed and die on the cross for me, to make me where I can come, where I am able to come before Almighty God by God's grace. He fights our battles for us.
Yes.
These are the things, the small things in the Jericho, Joshua chapter 6 that I see in chapter 2 about Rachel. That, dear sister, is just like a little spirit like us. We are delivered. We might not see it at the time, but He's plenty able to deliver His people.
Oh, yes.
He will not let His people perish among them. He will not allow us to perish among His people of this world. He will deliver us. We are to give Him the honor and glory. That was a big city, Jericho, by the way. That was a huge city. How many were delivered out of it? Just her little group, her little family group right there.
Yes.
God knows His people. And the battle belongs to Him. Thank you for your time. I hope when y'all go back and read chapter 2 and chapter 6 and see how it all works together. Think about the church. How God sends a little preacher out here. And you study 6 days a week. And then when you come together, because He says, forsake not to assembling yourselves together. When we come together, 7 times, that's a unique number too. A whole number. We all come together. And that horn, that gospel horn is blown, we should shout and go seize the city to give God the glory. These are little things, but they sure help me get through some tough times in this old world. And I hope it'll help you. Thank y'all for your time. Come here, Brother Vaughn.